Hello, everybody. Welcome to the House of Larry Lamont's. We always get a double helping of justice and truth.
Sheesh.
Come on in. We're doing a special tonight. Part two of 9-1-1 with Jess Whipper. They thought they were going to get by on your boy, but they didn't. And I got some meaty information for you tonight. Sheesh. Last night they had a repeat of last week's show. Many people did not see the show because the episode because of storms all over the country, especially around Michigan. We had them here, I told you. But I saw the whole episode and I was able to do my show. Now, I'm going to get into doing just a half hour show today. I'm not going to do an hour. I don't need an hour to tell you about this banana. You know, Rotten Tomatoes deal with giving you Rotten Tomatoes. I don't know what rotten in Denmark, but I don't know if what I said last week made them do this episode. Did they shoot this episode since that program? Because the wife of the gentleman who got shot was a flasher. She wasn't a bank robber. She was in love with this gentleman. It made no sense. All of the twists and turns they try to make, and every twist and turn took them deeper down the road into the forest, getting lost every step they take, hearing wolves and Bigfoot and you know, every where they turned and looking for help because they needed help. I never seen writing so bad and directing so bad. But these two look good, just like The Walking Dead was supposed to be. Rick and Michonne look good all the time because they were an interracial couple. And Rick was supposed to be the supreme male, alpha male on the planet. And same thing with Bobby. How much sense does it make to all of a sudden for Athea to accuse this woman when she come up after they said that she was kidnapped and the kidnappers brought her? Athea evidently can read minds. There's no way possible she could know the woman wasn't kidnapped at that time, simply because she looked at the purser. Whoopsie-doo! You can look at anybody you want. The purser being there, for her to turn around and tell a purser, you in on it too. You in on it too. Now they shot this man. The wife wasn't all that agitated about it, supposedly. Now, first of all, why would they be on a cruise for 160 cruises? Would she know he didn't have any money? Sheesh. You know that he don't have any business to be away 160 days? Sheesh. Going around in a circle? She's going to waste her time with all these people, international pirates, people infiltrating the ship and so forth. I don't know when the person was hired, but said that he's been there for some time and a good friend of theirs. But how much sense does it make to think that this woman would not know the man was just like me? Ain't got a nickel to his name besides the money that he's paying for the cruises. And I don't know what kind of deal they had. But I saw a case today where they got a young woman, a scam evidently on the cruise line, allegedly. And she said that she went through an app and got tickets and so forth. And they said that it was fraudulent and so forth, but they arrested her. So fraud is known. Everything about this is ass backwards. The doctor on the ship don't know what to do and he's scared of blood. The captain of the ship don't know how to do anything such as give out orders or call for an emergency. You know, I was wondering, could cell phones reach out there? Because when the pirates left, they still had the damn cell phones. Could they not call back to the call that they were close to and let them know what happened so the pirates would have somebody waiting on them when they got to shore? Whoopsie-doo! They forgot that one, didn't they? Well, we see that Hinton was calling from further away and was able to reach Bobby and Athea phones. Went straight to voicemail. This episode looked like some kid to sit down and write a comic book and they don't even know how to draw, so they make stick men, you know, writing even in crayon. It makes no sense. So you got these people there and they automatically know that this flash drive is what they're looking for. Well, why did you ask for a flash drive? You asked for money. You say, give it to me. You went over there and took a flash drive off a computer and don't know, didn't see what was on it and say, here it is, boss. Yeah, we got it. Now let's hightail it out. Hell, the money could still be on the ship. Ashish. Then who was going to, as a captain, tell crew and passengers to abandon ship in a major storm in lifeboats when you got that big ass ship to take us stay on and be comfortable with food and everything? But you will put them all on different lifeboats to go all over the water, all over the ocean, you know, separate and be lost at sea and so forth, could capsize, because how many people on there know how to run that ship? It got power and it has supposed to have somebody on it that knows how to run the ship. It didn't show that many crew members on this ocean liner. They got the engineer that looked like he was in the army by his uniform and so forth, looked better than the captain, because the captain looked like she was a security guard at the mall. The other woman on the bridge looked like she was the captain with her uniform. So costuming didn't do a good job of that. I would like to know a little bit more about this woman, about her background. Have her and Athea talk as two black women and find out that Athea, what she was doing back in L.A. as being a detective sergeant. But they didn't have that sense. The director didn't have sense to show the lifeboats left the ship. At one time, they said the ship was on its side. If the ship was on its side, wouldn't that maybe damage the lifeboats, twist them up? So the ship righted itself. It showed that you would be better on the ship, inside the ship, holding on to whatever you could for dear life. But here's this engineer that looks like he's in the military, one man, and he knows what to do. So he's telling the captain, who's got broke ribs and a broke arm or whatever, she can get to him. She don't talk on the walkie-talkie. She don't talk on the intercom. She don't call him by his cell phone number. They all got to talk face-to-face. Ships work that way, Cupcake. Sheesh. You may think that it does, but it does not. So, here's this engineer. He says, I can get it running again. When he looks at a bundle of wires that's broken apart and get it working, then he look and see some wires and some lines go to the door. And there's a wire or a line on the door. What fool engineer is going to pull over the door with a wire on it? Not knowing that the wire could be a detonation for a bomb, which it probably was. Eventually, something blew up down there. That was bad to show that bomb like that. It should have blew when he opened the damn door. Excuse my French, but this is how confusing these people are. Let's go back on dry land for a minute. You got the gentleman in the car accident. The fireman asked him, I want to check you out. And he said, I don't want to be checked out. That's my right to be checked out, which is true. It's his right not to be checked out, whether he's drunk, whether he's high. They could not order him to have any tests, any examination. A judge could. They can't in the street. So when he told a hand come up and said it, he said, I waive all rights. I don't want to be checked. I'm okay. And he's going to walk off. And she tell the police to hold him, so they grab him and put him in a hammer lock and throw him against a vehicle, which made him hit his head. That's where he got the brain bleed, maybe. Sheesh. They had no business putting their hands on him. Like he said, the fireman had no business putting his hand on him. The cops had no business putting their hands on him. If he didn't want to be helped, they could have ordered him, go over there, sir, stand over there. I had to ask you to move back. They gave him no orders. Just start manhandling him. And so, for everybody to look big in this series that I knew was going to go another episode, what is this supposed to be? Just going to be permanent? Thea and Bobby on this ship that's turned over like the Poseidon Adventure? Where the man drops onto the skylight just like in Poseidon Adventure, and Lilithia saw that and scared her. That didn't have any sense. That they want you to think there's no communication on that vessel. They got Morse code. Did you see the guy up on there doing the light? He knows Morse code. I was wondering. He went up there. That's Morse code. And I'm quite certain he got the clicker that with the finger that he can do Morse code there. He was talking probably to Coast Guard. He was talking probably to the Mexican authorities. Somebody knew what was happening. Now, for the skies to be clear, when the pirates were so out there, looked like they were about to sun bathe in the chairs, I thought they were going to stay a while. They didn't stay at all. And then Athea takes these two people, the wife and the purser, and have them sit at the bar as prisoners. First of all, she would not have any jurisdiction out there. I don't know any head of security and there would be head of security on that ship, not just security guards, but head of security, is going to let her assume authority. She said she didn't have her handcuffs. She wouldn't have handcuffs or glove or her gun, but she had handcuffs, looked like it. But I would let her know, ma'am, you don't have authority here. That's the law. She's giving people orders and running the show. They should have stopped her right away. The chief should have told her, we appreciate what you talk about, ma'am, but you have to go back to your cabin or so. Let us do our job. The captain need to be removed if she allowed this woman to run her ship and never saw the woman in before in her life, telling her to go open up the bilge to let the water out. The woman don't know the ship. Why didn't she talk to one of her crew members? Why didn't she talk to the man, the engineer? But she tell Lilithia, the hero, go open up the bilge. Well, common sense would tell you she don't even know where the toilet at. Besides, in her room. And with all the chaos and so forth, it was ridiculous. Then you get them in the room there, her, Bobby. You know he's going to come just like in the Walking Dead with Rick and Michonne. They're going to come and rescue the other like the cavalry. And that's all they do on the show. One get in trouble, the other one don't do their job. They got to look after the wife or the husband. Plus, let's deal with Bobby sitting in front of the psychiatrist or therapist, just like Thea was. He seems to have questioned about the marriage. And he seemed to think that Thea questions the marriage. Maybe that's why she don't smile. Maybe that's why she always agitated. Like he said, he gave her no opportunity to say no. A common sense black woman in a situation like that, as I said last week and before, would have told him no. He wouldn't even have the opportunity to ask because he would do that in the first place. Matter of fact, she went to the fire department once, and she talked real rough to him. She would run him away very quickly when she found out what's going on, especially around her children that you don't see. She didn't think she's about to die, but she haven't said a word about her kids, trying to tape something for her kids on her phone so they know mommy love them. But of course, Bobby and Thea, they are in dire strait with the water coming up, rising on their necks. How ridiculous is that? First of all, would you not know, Bobby would not know in a locked room like that, they need to stop talking and conserve air. They don't know how long they would be in there. Try to find a way out. Instead of trying to tell each other about how they love one another, and the person comes and opens the door. He's not even wet when he opened the door and all that water rush out. He should be soaking wet, floundering, because water is all over the place. But they don't know science. I heard the other day, that's why I asked about this, about the wife of the frequent cruiser. They said that Disney is supposed to honor Angela Bassett in August for being a legendary member of Disney. But you fired her. She had a job as the Queen of Wakanda. You didn't even talk to her up death. She said she didn't want to die. That's what she said in an interview. She said it came as a surprise to her. But you think she's legendary. Is this just to save face, like I think ABC and so forth is trying to do? Are they trying to get Thea and Bobby probably eventually get a divorce because they shouldn't have got married in the first place, like I said? That's why they say, well, I didn't give her a chance to say no. Maybe she started thinking and say, you know, it's not really working, baby. You know, I really love you. I really like you. But I don't think that we're made for each other. And our jobs and so forth, I don't think it's compatible that we have to always be worried about the other one. I think this is what it's getting around to. Or at least a separation. That's what I would write it up as a writer. They got a good opportunity to do that. Even if they stay married, let them separate. But how long are they going to be on the ship? Is it going to be like Lost on 100? Is this now going to be 911 under the sea? Sheesh. The whole thing made no sense to me. I keep saying that. They're trying to make a criminal out of this woman that she said was a criminal that should have did more time for flashing. Her MO was flashing the man she loved, evidently. That was it. She did time, but she paid a fine. Now to make her an axe murderer, a bank robber, an international terrorist, but she is a romantic, sentimental little cuss that she showed all her worldly goods to Interstate 191 or whatever, as well as the man she supposedly loved. Why? Did they think that he had some money? Could she not find that out in 160 days or 160 cruises? So more days, you know, that's why I say, so I don't know how many days of cruise, you know, 7-day cruise or so, multiply, you do the math. They're all over the place. They don't know how to make a simple thing. Now they are under the sea. Are they going to try to, since they already imitated the skylight thing of the Poseidon Adventure, and I don't know if that may not be an infraction of the copyright laws. What else is they going to do to get her, get Bobby to Thea to be able to rescue the people and to listen to her? The black gentleman went after me. That's the man that should have been, the captain should have been talking to. He seemed to be forceful. He seemed to be professional. He should have been one that she, and he should have had a walkie-talkie on his hip. The same thing that she talked about, where's my walkie-talkie? Where are my radio? That's in the water. He should have one also. So she could have told him, get down there and hit so-and-so switch and do so-and-so. They probably ran through the grills. Already know. And if you talk about engineering, they got more than one engineer on the ship. I would think so. Now, for the prisoners, would you not think they would not have a brig or a place to lock those people up? But they got a security office there. They got a place to lock people up on a ship that big. Just like I tell you, I saw this woman today. She was there in the lockup and all those guards and police and so forth around her. You don't think they would not have a brig to lock up the purser and the wife? But they gallivanting, they're running all over the ship. I wonder how they're going to mess it up next week. Now, when you get down to, like I said, Hen, they had to make it where they said that Hen had violated the rule regulation. I didn't hear her tell anybody that the man was a drunk until later on. And said that she smelled it. And she could have smelled it. He might have had a drink or two. Toxicology usually is not done 24 hours. It can be, but they usually don't come back for weeks on whether, what is in a person's system like that after an autopsy. If you know anything about reality, you don't get it within a few minutes. On television series, you do, I guess, when they got a little budget. It would be no reason to put him on any type of punishment, because how would the councilman know his relationship with this her son, because she wasn't there. She wouldn't know Han said the man was drunk or refused him medical treatment. All she had to do is say he refused medical treatment and said that it was his right, which it is. He said he understood when he was explained to him that you need to be helped. You got all the firemen standing there, plus police officers, and you're going to suspend the woman with all those people that the captain said you need to be checked out. He's worried about how much it's going to cost. Well, it cost him his life. That was his adjustment call, and he made the wrong one. Sheesh. Well, I'm about ready to get out of here. Come hell or high water. Excuse the pun. I got me a seafood boil in that cooking. It is roaring. It is good. I will get into it when I get off of here. It's apropos, talk about under the sea. Under the sea. Take it from me. I did not fricassee. And she is. So we got at least one more episode, dear fans, of this vessel that we see very little of. Talking about the capsized ship that they can't be Coast Guard to check out. So you think yourself, don't let people think for you. And don't be a person that you are a yes man. You know everything I said didn't make no sense. None of this stuff in this episode made sense, just like last week. I want to see how they're going to paint themselves in the corner next week. Or maybe get out of it. Well, I'm about ready to get up and get out of here. You listen to Larry Lamont's, where Pappy used to say, Reverend Cook say in Chicago, I love you an awful lot. I don't care what you think about me.